I mean, Case has taken the decision to conform to what the traditional royal family want a woman to be. And I don't think that's necessarily right. And I've got some sympathy with Meghan here because, you know, women are not simply there to simper and support their husbands. They're not simply there to wear the right colour nail varnish. And some of this 1950s attitude is well out of date. And I think Meghan challenged that. And, you know, I think she was right to do that. And but they don't like, the royal family don't like strong women with independent minds. We saw that with Diana.
Right. And what about Prince Charles and his connection? I mean, do you believe that they've actually become financially independent from him? Because I don't believe it.
Well, I mean, they haven't been up to now. And quite clearly, a lot of money which has come from the Duchy of Cornwall has gone to Harry and Meghan, as well as to William and Kate. But here's the thing, of course, when we're told that money comes from Charles, if it comes from the Duchy of Cornwall, that's money that comes from us.
Right.
Because the Duchy of Cornwall, in my view, is a public body.
Yes.
And certainly when Prince Charles pays them out of the Duchy of Cornwall, what he does is he offsets the money he gives them against tax. So we're losing out that way as well.
Well, also, I mean, there's all this nonsense of, oh, it's his own money. Well, it's only his own money because he happened to be born into the royal family and he was handed it because of the fact that he was born into the royal family. There's no other reason. He hasn't actually made any money. Yes, it's a business and yes, it runs because it runs as a business, but he doesn't pay any tax on it. And quite frankly, you know, if he had to fend for himself out of the real world, he would not be worth millions.
No, well, I mean, look, let's couple of things about that. First of all, he calls it a private estate. If it's a private estate genuinely, why is it paying no corporation tax?
Right.
You know, he calls it private when it suits him. He calls it public when it suits him. But, you know, each member of the royal family, any senior member of the royal family, is worth at least £20 million.
Right.
Probably a lot more. Charles, I estimate, in my book, it's worth £100 million. Mm. Well, where's that money come from? It's come from one of two reasons, either directly or historically. It's come from either taxpayers' money being handed out, or it's come from tax breaks available to the royal family, not available to anybody else.
No.
There's no other money source. They haven't won the lottery, have they?
No. Well, exactly right. And they haven't got any sort of ongoing income stream other than the one that they get from what they were handed free at the point of sort of birth, you know. But it's not been a great year for them, Norman. We haven't even mentioned Prince Andrew yet. But, I mean, they talk about Annus Horribilis some years ago. This has got to be the worst one they've ever had, isn't it?
Well, it's this worst to come, I think, because the net's slowly closing in on Andrew. I think Harry and Meghan will get more extreme than they even have done so far and more upsetting to the British public. But, you know, for me, the real scandal of the royal family is the finances. They are coining it in at a time when everybody else has been tightening their belts. They are coining it in. Just one statistic, if I may. In 2010, the civil list gave the Queen at 7.9 million.
Right.
The equivalent sovereign grant in 2018, to less than 10 years on, was 82.3 million.
Blimey.
Tenfold increase.
That's not bad, is it?
They are absolutely. And we're paying £359 million to refurbish Buckingham Palace. They're paying nothing for that. But yet the Queen is collecting and keeping the income stream from the tickets sold to visitors to go into the palace.
Shouldn't that be being put towards the renovations?
Of course it should.
We call me old fashioned.
There you are. nice non-work if you can get it.
Well, exactly right. Blimey. Well, listen, maybe I'll have to try and figure out a way of marrying into the royal family so they can get my hands on some of the filthy lucre. But Norman, thank you very much indeed. Author of And What Do You Do? What the Royal Family Don't Want You to Know. We've just told you what they don't want you to know. His paperback of that particular version of the book has been updated and has just been released. What an extraordinary pair these two are turning into. The Duke and Duchess of Netflix. I must give due credit where it's due, and that was, of course, to one of the callers here at Talk Radio who called Dan Wootton yesterday and said that was what she was going to call him from this point on. It's a fantastic moniker. I think it'll stick. The Duke and Duchess of Netflix. What are they going to do next? I dread to think.